Manuscript Releases, Volume 3, Numbers 162 to 209. MR Number 209, Miscellaneous Manuscript Items. Be careful how you interpret Scripture. Read it with a heart open to the entrance of God's Word, and it will express heaven's light, giving understanding unto the simple. This does not mean the weak-minded, but those who do not stretch themselves beyond their measure and ability in trying to be original and independent in reaching after knowledge above that which constitutes true knowledge. All who handle the Word of God are engaged in a most solemn and sacred work, for in their research they are to receive light and a correct knowledge that they may give to those who are ignorant. Education is the inculcation of ideas which are light and truth. Everyone who diligently and patiently searches the Scriptures that he may educate others, entering upon the work correctly and with an honest heart, laying his preconceived ideas, whatever they may have been, and his hereditary prejudices at the door of investigation, will gain true knowledge. But it is very easy to put a false interpretation on Scripture, placing stress on passages and assigning to them a meaning which, at the first investigation, may appear true, but which on further search will be seen to be false. If the seeker after truth will compare Scripture with Scripture, he will find the key that unlocks the treasure house and gives him a true understanding of the Word of God. Then he will see that his first impressions would not bear investigation, and that continuing to believe them would be mixing falsehood with truth. Unaccustomed to accept God's Word exactly as it reads, or to allow it to be its own interpreter, they, the priests and instructors of the people, read it in the light of their maxims and traditions. So long had they neglected to study and contemplate the Bible that its pages were to them a mystery. They turned with aversion from the truth of God to the traditions of men. Many were sitting in the shadow of death, waiting for the Son of Righteousness to break forth upon them. And when Christ came as a human being, a flood of light was shed upon the world. Many would have received him gladly, choosing to walk in the light, if the priests and the rulers had only been true to God and had guided the people aright by giving to them a true interpretation of the truths of the Word. But so long had the leaders misapplied the Scriptures that the people were misled by falsehoods. It seemed as if a misapplication of the teachings of God's Word was the special work of those who should have stood as faithful sentinels of truth. Lay at the door of investigation your preconceived opinions and your hereditary and cultivated ideas. You will never reach the truth if you search the Scriptures to vindicate your own ideas. Leave these at the door, and with a contrite heart, go in to hear what God has to say to you. As the humble seeker for truth sits at Christ's feet and learns of him, the Word gives him understanding. To those who are too wise in their own conceit to study the Word, Christ says, "You must become meek and lowly in heart if you desire to become wise unto salvation." Do not carry your creed to the Bible and read the Word in the light of your former opinions. Do not try to make everything agree with your creed. Search the Word carefully and prayerfully, with a mind free from prejudice. If, as you read, conviction comes, and you see that your most cherished opinions are not in harmony with the Word, do not try to make the Word fit these opinions. Make your opinions fit the Word. Do not allow what you have believed or practiced in the past to control your understanding. Open the eyes of your mind to behold wondrous things out of the law. Find out what is written, and then plant your feet on the eternal rock. Our salvation depends upon our knowledge of God's will as it is contained in His Word. Never cease asking and searching for truth. You need to know what is truth. You need to know your duty. You need to know what you shall do in order to be saved. And it is God's will that you should know what He has said to you. But you must exercise faith. As you search God's Word, you must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Search. Search the Bible with a heart hungry for spiritual food. Dig into the Word as the miner digs into the earth to find the veins of gold. Do not give up your search till you have ascertained your relation to God and His will concerning you. Christ says to you, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." The Lord has given to the school in Kurenbong the labors of brother and sister Haskell. They have been teaching His word, and thus great light has been received. But in this work, others must cooperate with them. The Lord does not design that one man's mind and one man's ideas and one man's presentation of the word shall always control, even if the talents of others are not so valuable in the understanding of the scriptures. He would have different minds mingle with the students. Men of a different mold should be given an opportunity to teach the word in the school, to give to the students the impressions the Lord has given them. There is need of a union of different minds in the school, that the students may receive the strength of the varied talents. The Lord has a work for Brother Haskell to do in our large meetings. He is not to take the whole burden, but is to stand in his lot and place in connection with his ministering brethren. In the Lord's work, there is a diversity of gifts. All minds are not of the same mold, neither do they present the same truths in the same way. One man's method is not to be regarded as the method which all men shall follow. Different minds compose the body of believers. All God's workers have not been given the same talents. There are but very few who are readers and searchers of the Scriptures, who compare the prophecies of the Old Testament with the statements of the New, and by searching, find the key that unlocks the treasure house of heaven. Through their perceptive powers, men must take hold of the Word and appropriate the same to their spiritual necessities, eating of the bread of life and drinking of the waters of salvation. Then they will grow spiritually. In its development, the truth will give evidence of constant expansion and new developments. Man, originally created in God's image, lost the divine likeness by committing sin, which is the transgression of the law. Great boasts are made in regard to the powers of physical science. It is claimed that through science, the very elements can be captivated and made to obey and serve man. Men employ the powerful energies of nature and attempt to do wondrous things. By those who make the scriptures their constant study, true natural science is far better understood than it is by many so-called learned men. Science, as revealed in Holy Writ, flashes light upon many hidden things in God's Word. The science of the Bible is pure, undefiled religion. It is the science of true godliness. And obedience to God, in all schemes of human benevolence, practical activity, is the science of salvation. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. I will write some things which on several occasions the Lord has made known to me. Several years ago, a decided reformation was called for in Healdsburg among those who claimed to be Christians. Reproofs from the Lord were given and confessions were made, but there was not a decided reform. Because former customs and practices were not forsaken, they were a constant temptation. The work done was not thorough. Souls were not cleansed from all spiritual defilement. Many failed to keep the vows they had made. 22, 1901, page 1. To my brethren and sisters in California, February 3, 1901. Released May, 1968.